Shabbat Shalom. A few years back, our congregation went on a mission to Greece to help refugees fleeing Syria. They volunteered at an NGO for unaccompanied minors, and they met with refugees at a refugee camp who had lost just about every material thing they owned and were living in humble, small spaces, clearly spaces of transition. I'll never forget what one of our congregants told me upon coming home. He said that even though the refugees had nothing, that they still found ways of giving to our congregants who bore witness to their stories. They served them tea and made them small gifts from whatever they had on hand, string, cardboard, pens. And with great insight, our congregant explained, they gave us things as an expression of their humanity. It was a statement. I am human. I am still of value. I still have things to offer, no matter what has been taken from me. I have never forgotten this story. In these past weeks, we have seen the stunning rise of violence in Afghanistan, with the Kabul airport bombing, killing over 170 Afghan people, desperate to flee the new oppressive regime, as well as 13 US troops. And over the past weeks, we have also seen harrowing images of the people of Haiti, whose lives have been upended by an earthquake. So what can we do? So many people are in desperate circumstances. And while we want to help however we can, we may also feel a sense of powerlessness. It's tempting to just not give at all. We can't imagine how our acts can make a difference in the face of such tremendous need. The sages wonder, why are we all descendants of Abraham? What is significant about calling us all one family? It is so that no one can ever feel of more worth than another. We may be separated by our places of birth and by the context of our life circumstances, but what connects us is far stronger, human being to human being. And when we see a fellow human being suffering, and we are in a position of strength, the Jewish response is clear. Whether we have wealth, sustenance, fortitude, strength, or any other blessing, we are to give of our material goods and wealth, the work of our hands, and the care of our hearts. This week, we read in the Torah about giving of the first fruits, the Bikurim. We are told, when you dwell in the promised land, take a selection of the first fruits and bring them to the place God chooses for God's name. With a priest, you shall make an offering saying, we remember when we were slaves in Egypt. We remember how God brought us to freedom with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, with signs and miracles. You, God, brought us to this land flowing with milk and honey. And now I have brought these first fruits that you, God, have given me. We give the first fruits to God. We may have planted and worked hard to care for the plant, but in the end, we are caretakers of an earth that doesn't belong to us. We may hide behind what we have, as well as our positions, our accomplishments, our status, but in a sense, all we really have is who we are. In the end, nothing really belongs to us, We inherit what is given us for a time and then pass it on. And through this lens, we don't really own anything. It's all a construct. I own this piece of sky, this puddle of water, this branch of the tree. We all agree to this game of dividing things up, and many people suffer because of it. We don't own anything except for our own lives, and certainly we don't possess our lives. We travel through them. The Torah goes on to say, "You shall also give portions to the Levite, the stranger, the orphan, and the widow. They shall eat it within your gates and be satisfied. In the third year of giving portions, you shall say in God's presence that you have followed the commandments for giving regularly to those who are less fortunate." When our matriarch Rebecca first met Eliezer, Abraham's servant, she noticed that he was thirsty and offered water to his 10 camels, 10, as well as to him. And so Rebecca is often associated with the character trait of generosity and compassion. Yet, when we look at this episode from the viewpoint that all of creation is God's, Rebecca's actions, though generous, are maybe not so extraordinary. She only does what she is supposed to do. When we are blessed to have material wealth, we are obligated to share it with others in need. And Rebecca was fulfilling her obligation. This season reminds us of who we are in our essence. Stripped of our eternal facades, when we get in touch with our inner core, giving becomes a natural expression of gratitude and humility. Giving tzedakah is at the core of our liturgy during the High Holy Days. What can we put out into the world that expresses our hope for this season? How can we actualize and perpetuate our hopes through the gifts that we share and the things that we give? The point is to give what we can give. We can't overthink it or convince ourselves that we have to make sense of it or see in advance exactly how it will make a difference. We plant the seed, knowing that although the seed may be small, it will yield fruit in the future. We pray that we are able to contribute to this world with all of ourselves, expressing our humanity as we make our way through another year once again. Shabbat Shalom.